lightning bug.
And this is something that's kind of hard to describe. It's about this big, just a couple inches long. And it's got this real pretty sort of thing. It's got two pairs of shiny wings. And it'll stay around damp places. Some people say that it's supposed to eat mosquitoes.
Eat what?
Supposed to eat mosquitoes, I think.
I think I know what you're talking about. What's the name of them?
Well, there's a lot of different names it has.
Well, I think they're about that long.
Yeah.
And they got wings and a lot of legs.
Yeah. I'm not sure about having a lot of legs.
Hey, I think it's got the legs.
But it's got four wings in all.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Do you remember what it's called?
No, I don't. But some people say, if you let one spit in your eye, to go out and all such as that. People just talking, you know.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about something that's green. You're talking about the praying mantis?
That there is a green one, and there's another one. It's a dark kind of one.
Well, this one flies.
That one flies, too.
Have you ever heard of mosquito hawk?
Oh, yes. I know what a mosquito hawk is.
Is that what you were thinking of?
No, it wasn't a mosquito hawk. They're bigger than a mosquito hawk. Mosquito hawk's a little bit thing. Their wings is all there is to them nearby.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think I've heard of this praying mantis. It's kind of long-legged thing.
Yeah.
I'd heard that about.
Now, there's a grasshopper that gets on some of the flowers. My daughter-in-law had. They're about that long, but it ain't like these little green grasshoppers around here, though. But they're about that long. And she had to keep them sprayed to keep them off her flowers. They just clean it up.
Do you ever hear of any other name for the mosquito hawk? Do you ever get called snake doctor or dragonfly?
No, mosquito hawk. So whatever I hear it called.
Uh-huh. What about kinds of insects that'll sting you?
Oh, brother. A bee will sting you. Honeybee will sting you.
Mm-hmm.
Wasp, yellow jacket.
Talk about the wasp. If you're talking about several of those, you'd be talking about several.
Several.
Several of what?
Wasp.
Uh-huh. What about the yellow jacket? Where does he build his nest?
The yellow jacket's in the ground.
Mm-hmm. What about something that builds a nest like this?
Hornet.
This thing you want there.
Yeah, but they're not bad.
They're not?
Some folks says there is. One stung me before my first baby was born right there.
Mm.
I was laying down on a bench. We had a bench, you know, at the table, this big family ever, you know. And I don't know, it got up under my dress somewhere. They eat flies.
Mm-hmm.
They was after the flies. But that one got up there and it stung me, and he didn't really hurt me so bad. Absolutely didn't. And we was right there on that swamp, and there was a big nest up down there somewhere. But the only, I've knocked them in, went in my dishwater on the stove, knocked them down on the stove. Many one. But, and if you put a pin in a broom straw and put the point up and put that there, and the old hornet, he'll make for it, and you'll catch your hornet on your pin every time.
You will?
The dead fly's on there, you see.
Uh-huh.
And he'll drag that fly, and you catch your hornet. I know what them things is.
What about something that builds a nest out of dirt?
Ants.
Or something that, more like a wasp. It looks more like a wasp.
A wop. Builds a nest out of dirt?
Yeah, or mud.
Mud, that's a crawfish.
Uh-huh. No, I mean something, it can fly around. Like, say along the side of in a barn or something, you'd see it builds a nest up. Along the side of the barn.
The hummingbirds?
No, I was thinking of, do you ever hear mud dauber or?
Oh, dirt daubers.
Uh-huh.
That's what it is, the aggravating little things in the world. Thank God they can't get in my house now.
How come they can't get in your house?
A stream.